Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Thursday, if you forgot what day it is. Funny people who are. Hi, Zo.
It's 1 week down, right?
How we doing?
Got 1 week down.
Got an interesting computer set up there today.
I'd warned him. Told him yesterday the computer wasn't working. It was broken the entire show, so I'd take the computer next to me. We'll just roll on like this until anybody fixes anything around here.
Oh, what's going...
I told him. I told Maz.
It's... All right.
But this other computer works. That's fine.
Did Maz use it?
I don't know.
He did, yeah.
Couldn't have. You can't type. There's letters like on the left side that don't work.
Is the Q button stuck again or something?
Yes.
The W button?
Yes.
Whatever it was yesterday?
Q, it was Q, yes.
Q.
So the whole left side's messed up.
So it's just a keyboard issue?
Yeah.
All right. Pick at it. Get a little something. You
need
a pair of scissors?
No, I don't need any germs under there.
All right.
I like your shirt better today.
Yeah, I apparently upset some people yesterday.
Well,
that weren't happy with a Tampa Bay shirt. They couldn't handle it. I own the Patriots one, too. All right? Everybody relax.
Huh. What was that, a 2-for-1?
It was like a buy one, get one 40% off deal. Yeah. And this was my first choice, okay? I was going to get the Patriots one first. So there you go. I'm making up for my Tampa Bay shirt yesterday, even though I'm still going to root for the Tampa Bay Bucks every time they don't play the New England Patriots.
Oh, did you see the new uniform design? Ooh, if that's the real one.
Looks good. Sharp.
It's really good.
Those uniforms they were wearing when they had Gruden there were fine. Yeah, there was nothing wrong with those uniforms.
They took the, I just like the plain white letter on there. They took all the shadowing off, which is great. Love it.
All right. So Brady's not signed there yet. What do you make of that? What do you make of Adam Schefter's tweet last night?
I think that the head coach and the owner should get together, have dinner at Davio's, and talk him off the plane. Like they did Josh McDaniels. No. I think this is the world we live in right now, right? And everything we're dealing with the coronavirus and how tough it is to find the time and the space to do these things. Because there's multiple people that you need to see when you go through an NFL physical. It's not just one doctor. One doctor just doesn't clear you. If you had knee problems, you're going to see a knee specialist. If you had eye problems, you're going to see an eye specialist. If you've had multiple hits to your head, a neurosurgeon's going to review stuff. Everybody, orthopedic, back, you name it. They have it's a team of 10 to 12 doctors in there when you're doing your physicals. We used to have to go through 20 different stations, and we would do it through a cafeteria. You know, they'd have it all marked off. But now, it'd probably be pretty tough to get into a hospital, right? Normally, like when I signed with the Jets,
well,
the Jets had head of orthopedics.
I don't think he's heading to the ER.
So I did.
I think he's probably going to a doctor's office.
I think they have some
imaging available as well.
Yeah, you want to take a look at the knee. You want to take a look at the
at least not yet
at the Achilles. You'll get all the things that have bugged him: the shoulder, the Achilles, the hands. You know, the knee, the back.
So again, Schefter's tweet last night, in case people don't know what it is we referred to, is he tweeted out last night at about 9:45. Bucks and Tom Brady still trying to finalize contract language as of Wednesday night, and those discussions will go into Thursday per source. Contract language more challenging this offseason than any time in recent memory. No problems foreseen with Bucks Brady, but no deal yet. The part about the contract language being more challenging... I don't buy that. Why would it be more challenging because of what's happening in the world?
You know, something with the CBA?
CBA's done. It's approved.
I know. I would take that. Okay, this is more of a challenging issue as to where you could put money maybe with the new year, with the new CBA in a way.
That to me is like
take it as Corona.
Reporter saying things just to say them, to make them sound more dramatic.
Challenging
times right now, and therefore it's going to take a little longer to get through the challenging contract language
Schefter
that will be in this deal.
Unless it's all language regarding the time in which the physical is supposed to take place.
Typically don't sign the deal until the physical is passed, though. So to follow up on that this morning, Jeff Darlington says he's undergoing the physical today in New York City.
So he's been everywhere, man.
And
like, talk about a guy like the travels. Jesus, Costa Rica.
Jeff Darlington says.
Let's go down to Tampa. Let's go to New York.
As of an hour ago, exactly an hour ago, he tweeted, no concern over finding a doctor to perform Tom Brady's physical. He's able to make that happen today in New York. It would be ideal if it was the Bucks team doctors, but these are unprecedented times and everyone's on the same page. Everything is moving along just fine. Of course, Jeff Darlington would have that. Everything's all fine. So what's the problem? When this came out from Adam Schefter last night, were you surprised to see that? When I saw it, I go, of course the deal's not signed. I bet of all the free agents that have, you know, inked deals, how many of them actually have signed anything yet?
It's a good question.
Like, I heard that. I'm like, why is that? That's not unusual. Stuff takes a few days. In this case, because of travel restrictions, it's going to take even longer. So I was immediately suspicious of it because why would that be an issue? That he hasn't signed the deal yet. Is it simply because people are waiting for Tom Brady to announce it in some way on his Instagram account or Twitter or something like that?
I don't know.
So I was buying in last night that there might actually be an issue.
No, I don't think there's an issue. I just think it's just...
Slim chance, but a chance nonetheless.
Into certain spots. Can we do it in an actual doctor office? Can we do it in a medical clinic? Do we really want to stay away from a hospital given the amount of people that are going in there and getting tested? I think that's unprecedented times type stuff. Like, we're trying to come together. The Bucks facility is shut down. We really don't have our doctors there. They're working on patients. You know, to have him to ask to get up, to get on a plane, to go to New York would be hard to do during these times. That's the way I take it. Like, you got good doctors there. We know them. We've practiced with them. Yeah, I used to go to school with this guy. He will oversee this one. Yeah, I mean, there's connections there. As we have connections.
So Brady coming back is not a chance?
No, hell no.
None?
No.
No, I
exchanged a text with him last night.
Oh, way to bury the lead, bro.
Well, just...
What do you got?
Hey, just want to say I know you're busy, blah, 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 this and that, and just thanks for all the times, and it's a pleasure calling games and that, and your class act off and on the field, and appreciate your leadership here. And just said, hey, man, it's been great 20 years. Great 20 years. Who's had it better than us? He said, always be there with you, and yeah, it's gone. It's a gone text.
Always be there with you.
Always be there for you.
Oh,
if you need anything. Yeah.
I will remember you.
Send a jersey. First jersey. Just get it.
Like Tampa jersey.
Yeah. Kid wants one already. There'll be a lot of that. A lot of kids. I mean, yeah, you collect, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you're a fan. It's going to be a bad one. Better be good, Stidham. No, I'm kidding. It's a fun... Yeah, it's finality. It is. He's gone. Gone.
It's over.
Yeah, there's no...
All right, so we shouldn't read into anything that's going on.
Nope.
My natural instinct was to not think anything of the fact that it hadn't been announced or wasn't done yet, because even when guys say they're signed, even when Kyle Van Noy says, ah, I signed with the Dolphins. Like, yeah, did you sign the contract yet? Probably not. It's a formality. You'll do it. But I thought, wow, why the fact that Schefter's putting a little something out there. Maybe we've got a chance here. Maybe Bill called him at the 11th hour and just said, you know, hey, I really meant what I wrote in that statement, Tom. I really did.
Mm.
I really think you should reconsider.
Yeah.
I really think you should come back. I'm sorry.
Mm.
I want to be more collaborative with you.
Too late.
I want to be more collaborative. I want to be a collaborative coach.
I want to show you everything.
I'm ready to make my offer now, Tom. I don't know. I know that you sort of have this thing going on with Tampa Bay, but I'm ready to make an offer now. Maybe that's what Bill said? No? All right. I guess not. 617-779-0985. Your calls? Let's get to the calls today, Zoe.
I wonder how that all went down, too, when Brady reached out to Kraft, you know, up there in Brookline. Hey, I want to come over and meet for a second real quick, all right? Was that done way in advance, days before? Was that day? And when Kraft got that call, did he ever think in the back of his head that, wow, this could be it? Or maybe I should get the damn head coach up here. This could be a bad one.
Oof. Oof. All right. Rap Sheet has something on what the Patriots apparently wanted to hear from Brady. And when they did hear from Brady and all of that, we'll get to that coming up next in your calls. Phone lines are open. We got open lines right now. If you want to jump on board, do it. As long as they're good, we continue with them.
Well, they were so good yesterday.
I mean, they've been suffering a little bit, but as long as they're good, we'll stick with them today. As far as the entire week goes with Brady, why he left, why he chose Tampa, your thoughts on all of it from the week, we'll do it today. And Rap Sheet next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Chris Long not happy with the departure and how it's going for Tom Brady in New England. In fact, he refers to some of the comments that have been made about Brady as a state television, as he puts it. Hear it from himself. Here's Chris Long.
Even the great ones don't get to leave on their own terms, right?
Right.
Generally. I mean, you're either getting cut or you don't have a choice in some manner. And Tom took matters into his own hands. He said, and I think it was mutual. I think if anything, and New England's trying to spin it now, the state TV a little bit, that Tom left us. You know, if they were serious, I think they would have gotten something done. It feels good to know that a buddy leaves with class and grace, and he gets to go somewhere warm. I mean, he's been outside in the cold for 20 years. And it's a great place to play. You love it. Great guys in the locker room. But you're literally going from the hoodie to a red Kangol. It's just a different vibe. The beach, you know, Arians tells you don't miss stuff. You know, your kids' recitals, practices, be there. It's a far cry from New England. And I think he's going to be competitive down there. It's a good football fit for him.
Oh, God. That's why he should go play for Bruce Arians, because he can go to the dance recital? Isn't that? Oh,
he did say he's missed a lot of soccer games and stuff over the years, right?
Don't miss stuff. Do less football. More bucket time, more right. Filling of the bucket.
Well, that's Arians. That's
all right. Is that what Brady was seeking him out for?
I don't think so.
Man, I hope not.
No.
I hope that's not what it is.
I think he'll just deal with Arians. I understand him. And he's been in the game. He's probably talked to Peyton a ton about this. He and Peyton are good friends. He's had Bruce Arians early in his career. So, but he's right about, you know, whether they're in a division where they could compete and win because they have good offense. He could be successful there, you know.
Yeah, it's great. Warm weather, the beach,
State
shuffleboard
TV.
In the afternoon.
State
like, what?
TV.
What?
Hey, dinner starts early.
Chris Long, I don't love the way Chris Long describes it. Like, yeah, they basically don't care all that much about the football games. Yep. They're more concerned with the nice weather
and
the beach.
And dinner's 4 to 6.
Don't miss your
there.
Kids' dance recital or, you know, piano recital or whatever it might be. Huh? That's why you went there? But he calls the way it's been spun here that Brady wanted out is State TV. That's what he's calling it. So he's not buying the he was never going to stay here.
It's the type of player you don't let
that he didn't want to be here.
It's the type of player you never let leave. It's like, I feel like we're talking about Mookie Betts again.
Yeah.
But different situation, different set of circumstances, different sport.
617-779-0985. Brandon's in Boston. Brandon.
Hey, how you guys doing? So I just want to hit on some pointers real quick. So we're talking about Brady leaving to go to a team where he can reach family, right? So why not sign with the Cleveland Browns? And let me hit on some things real quick. Flight time is 1 hour and 30 minutes. Tampa Bay, 2 hours and 40 minutes, right?
So I got because it's nonsense. Because it's nonsense. The thing about being close to the family is nonsense. Don't believe that.
Check this out. Now check this out. Here's another pointer. Jameis Winston was sacked 47 times in Tampa Bay. And he's number 5 on the list. Baker Mayfield sacked 40 times. Matthew Stafford sacked 18 times. David Blow sacked 40.
Yes, we talked about this yesterday. Quarterbacks in that system have taken a ton of sacks. They've thrown a lot of picks. They drop back and look deep down the field trying to make plays. They are going to have to change their offense for Tom Brady, or Tom Brady will suffer the same exact fate. I would say, though, that Tom Brady is obviously someone who's probably got the promise that he can go in and do whatever the hell he wants with the offense. Bruce Arians, at the end of his career, is going to say, Tom, you do whatever you do. You set this up the way you want this thing set up, not the way I do it. Hell, I made Byron Leftwich my offensive coordinator last year. So if he can be the coordinator, you can certainly take over and be the coordinator.
Yeah.
You tell Byron what to do now. We'll treat him as your assistant. Yes, that needs to change. No doubt about it. Because that is not who Brady is. So they're going to have to make some changes to that offense. Shem in Boston.
Hey, are you guys just as baffled as I am with the so-called Patriots fans that are now hopping on the Tampa Bay Brady bandwagon and are done with the Pats?
I don't understand why you'd be done with the Pats. I can understand you wanting to watch Brady and follow Brady there.
Look at the schedule for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and tell me that is not a fascinating, riveting schedule they have. Now,
they have a great schedule.
All these things are almost better in anticipation than they end up being in real life. Yeah. But just thinking about him playing Drew Brees twice a year.
Can't wait.
Him playing Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons, right?
Yeah, he's got Rodgers.
Him traveling to Detroit to face all these former Patriots. Him being able to play in
at
Vegas.
Chicago.
In Vegas, new stadium at the Raiders. Sounds like a league opener to me.
They're going
to
be a lot of prime time.
Sounds like a home opener for the Vegas Raiders to have Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers come in there. I mean,
oh my God, they got Kansas City.
It's not a question. It's not. I don't hear from any. I haven't heard from one Patriots fan directly. I renounce the New England Patriots. Yeah. I am now a fan of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. No, but they're wildly interested in what's going to happen with Brady and the Buccaneers. How could you not be? Unless you're only a fan of the Patriots. And there's a lot of this around here if you're a fan of the Red Sox, but you're not a fan of baseball. If you're only a fan of the Patriots, you're not a fan of the NFL, then, okay, you want to switch from one team to the other, or you're only a fan of Brady, fine. That's one thing. But if you're a fan of football, you have to be interested in this. It's wildly compelling.
His question about those particular people, though, that are now giving up their fandom of the Patriots over this, they probably weren't very good Patriots fans to begin with. They probably discovered football somewhere around, I don't know, 2003.
Yeah, you were a bad fan.
So you suck as a fan anyway.
Yeah, remember when Johnny Damon left?
You know, it's like the people that...
Red Sox. I became a Yankee fan. I'm done with the Red Sox.
It's like the people that are denying that COVID-19 exists. Like, I'm not going to spend my time on you. You're an idiot. You suck. I'm not going to spend any time on you. But I do enjoy reading the things you send to me, like this from Joanne yesterday. You were angry at a fan that said he was no longer going to watch the Pats games and be a Patriots fan. I could completely understand his viewpoint. What you are missing is that Brady made is all caps, made the Patriots. And for Kraft and Bill to treat him the way they did is just cause for no longer being a fan. I sincerely hope at some point Kraft realizes what a bonehead mistake he made by not stepping up. Financially, he will probably not take much of a hit, but reputation-wise, many people have lost respect for him. It's from Joanne C. That Brady made the Patriots, and therefore, it is just cause to no longer watch and root for the New England Patriots.
Oh, he was good. He helped them win a lot of games. That's for sure.
I'm just going to guess that Joanne wasn't around for anything prior to Brady and Belichick winning Super Bowls together. Yeah. So Joanne never saw Scott Zolak play. Oh. I saw Scott Zolak play. I'm not looking forward to going back to that, but Joanne, sorry, like if they're your team, they're your team.
Your team.
And you've and the reason why you don't want it to be your team anymore is because we've all been spoiled rotten for two decades, and now
and
it's
you had the greatest quarterback of all time playing for your team, and of course that's going to help you immeasurably. I don't know what, if any, success they have without Tom Brady, but he's one of 53, 54 guys.
You really
can't put it all on him. If you want to make this case about LeBron James and the Cavaliers didn't want him, right? Get out of here, LeBron. So I'm not going to be a fan of the Cavaliers anymore. He made that franchise. Okay. All right. You want to be a fan of LeBron and not the team? It's still not a very good fan, but I get it.
Yeah.
You're going to completely renounce your fandom of a team over one
Crazy.
Player that didn't want to be here? He didn't want it. The Pats didn't want it.
He didn't want to be here.
I don't think he did at the end.
With that nice offer,
he probably would have said yes, but they weren't going to make that nice offer, and he wasn't going to concede anything in order to
He knows
to
they
stay.
Can't improve on offense. He knows that.
It doesn't sound like he was even willing to concede, you know, saying what he wanted, which, okay, isn't the way things are done, but, hey, yeah. this is the crazy thing. You know who else isn't a fan of the New England Patriots? Tom Brady. Tom Brady wasn't a fan. He was an employee. He was a team member. It's different from fandom. It's a totally different relationship he has with that organization.
I will say this, though. It's been 27 years since the Patriots did not have a franchise quarterback.
Oh.
27 years.
It's crazy.
This time in 1993 was the last time that we didn't have it figured out here in New England.
When would you ever
the number one pick. We knew they were drafting likely Bledsoe. I can't believe Rick Meyer was ever really considered. I refuse to believe he was.
Think about that, though. When would you ever think that you would have two kickers that could potentially outlast the tenure of two quarterbacks?
You've had two kickers and two quarterbacks.
And the kickers might win this.
What year was Vinatieri? 96 was his rookie year?
95. Yeah.
So, here you go. Since 1995, the last quarter century, there's been two kickers and two quarterbacks.
Yeah. And the kickers might outlast the quarterbacks. Only two. You know, I take good things from this too, though.
Uncharted waters.
You got to look at the silver lining.
First time in a long time.
You know, you got a dark cloud. You look at the silver lining on that dark cloud. You know what's going to happen August 3rd next year? You're not going to have to sign a big birthday card for someone. You're not going to have to sing happy birthday to a man or share his birthday cake next to a petting zoo as a golf cart drives away with a big number 12. Well, really, the two of the 12.
So could the Patriots be shopping for a franchise quarterback? That's the question. Is Cam Newton a franchise quarterback?
You may still have to do that. Stidham's birthday is August 8th.
Yes.
So there's still a training camp vibe to his birthday.
Love it.
Cam Newton to the Pats. Is that a possibility? We'll talk about it next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
109 to go. Patriots lead 2017. Trips to the left. One receiver right. That's Smith. Newton off the step. Looking left. Firing out to Ted Ginn Jr. Makes the grab. Runs inside the 15 to the 10. He's on his way to the end zone. He got away from Kyle Arrington. Carolina has taken the lead.
Cam Newton to the Patriots. What do you think, Zoe?
No, thank you.
No?
Nope. I don't need the ego. Guy doesn't even warm up. Covers his head with a towel. Dances the entire warm-up. Doesn't confine to the team. It's all about him. Doesn't jump on fumbles. I just think no, for a more important reason, is that you're getting him in a broken-down state. I think football has beaten him down. I think it's made him have bad habits the way he falls off the back foot. Throws into coverage. He's just like a sitting duck now. People have been teeing off on him for 2 years.
So you don't believe he has the ability to change?
No, I don't. I think Cam's a certain type of player, and you know, when they're rolling, it's good and all that. You can protect him up front. I don't think it would work here.
First of all, can anyone explain to me what this is going to cost? Why does Carolina think they'll be able to trade him?
Well, they want him to pick up. They're telling him, we don't want you. So they're telling him, pick up the phone. He goes, I didn't even request the damn trade.
Right, so cut me.
Yeah.
Pay me, I'll show up to work, or you cut me.
They want something in return for him. Yeah, why wouldn't you just cut him? Or does that kill
you? It's going to kill them
if they do. Got a lot of dead money, don't you, then, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just don't know what the market would be for him.
Oh, he's a really good dresser. I mean, it'd be fun watching his outfits every
year. So this is going to be the final year of his deal. And his base salary this year is $18.6 million with a $2 million option bonus, $500,000 workout bonus, cap hit of $21.1 million.
And he's Thor in cleats. You're
like, is anyone excited to
human being? No.
Trade for 1 year of Cam Newton, no. Broken down Cam Newton? I mean, would I be open to it? Yes, I would.
I'd pick up the phone.
If he were cut.
Right. Yeah, we're not taking on money.
Because from what I've read, if someone does make a trade for him, they take on almost the entire cap hit.
Of course they do.
Because of it being base salary. That moves with the player. Oof. So, like, does anyone even know if he's healthy?
No, he's had that foot plant.
Right, he's going to tell you that he's healthy. Man. I'm not talking about what the dog, you know, oh, the report is he's healthy or that. Well, no. I mean, is he truly, really, actually healthy? Like, is his foot in good shape?
That foot in a preseason game here, and he was just never the same.
Is it going to hold
shut
up?
Him down.
Right? You know what I mean?
Is that one of those Liz Frank things? No thanks.
But in terms of taking a flyer, let me explain why I think I'm starting to come around on the idea of a couple of things, whether it be Andy Dalton or far-fetched Cam Newton idea or something like this. So the Patriots may think Stidham's the guy. I think there's a pretty good likelihood of that being the case. Do you want Stidham to start the year and be the guy, like anointed the guy right out of the gate? He's the next Brady.
What are we waiting for?
I don't think it matters.
What are we waiting for?
It could be beneficial to have a competition in camp, right? You get the best out of the player.
They'll bring another quarterback, sure.
Start the guy who's the veteran, such as the Andy Dalton.
Oh.
And then when he sucks, you bench his ass. And now it's
switcheroo.
Ah, the guy they got to replace, they've already failed. Now they're on to the next guy, and the next guy is Stidham.
But see, then there's the thought, like, wow, he wasn't even good to beat that guy out.
Far be it from me to say the Patriots ever try anything like this, but you're saying maybe from a marketing standpoint, like a marketing of the players, so to speak?
No, I'm sort of like a take the pressure off the next guy. You know, Stidham, you don't have to feel the pressure of being Tom Brady's replacement. You haven't won the job. In fact, you didn't win the job coming out of camp.
But they know he's the guy.
Right.
What if Dalton comes in and he's good?
That could also happen, too. And something we're going to have to be open to, even though I think this sucks.
Dalton Stidham and is Brady Garoppolo Dalton, all over again. It's the same.
Just the idea Dalton makes me sick. But
you got the same problem all over again. It's Brady Garoppolo part two, only this time it's Andy Dalton and Jared Stiggy Stidham.
Do we believe the Patriots can make a quarterback who's played in the league better than what he was elsewhere? And that's really about Josh McDaniels. Do you believe Josh McDaniels can make a quarterback, and Bill Belichick too, I shouldn't exclude him, but do you think that they can make a quarterback better than what he's been?
This is what I said yesterday. There's a lot of pressure on Josh.
Like, you've got to believe Andy Dalton would be better here than he was in Cincinnati.
I don't know.
With far superior coaching than the crap bag of long list of, you know, Hugh Jackson and Marvin Lewis there. And I mean, come on.
If he can develop a relationship with the players here in New England, but Dalton's played with good players before. So who are you going to put around him? It's not all going to be on him and the coaches. This is the issue that Brady had last year. Who's he throwing it to? What's the running game like? What's the offensive
line
like?
What is it for Stidham? Is it any better for Stidham?
That's not the question. Your question was, don't you think Andy Dalton would be better here than he was anywhere else?
Yeah, and I think you can answer that question independent of what the guys around him are.
No, you can't.
I don't know that.
Sure you can.
I don't know that. You bring him here, and then he knows who he's following. Now, all of a sudden, it could get into your head.
Oh, yeah.
If like, Dalton, if
mentally
he's
weak, sure.
If he's mentally weak and can check out, like, this could kill him trying to follow this guy. I just put Stidham right in. Let's go. He's been here. You were with Tom. You worked with Tom. Let's go. You know, you've done practices. Can't be Tom. I don't expect you to be Tom, but you be you. Let's go. Get the kid up and going week one. That's what I'm rooting for.
617-779-0985. Hardy has a great tweet from a Patriots fan.
Oh.
Yeah, it's...
What do you got, Hardy?
Sort of confusing.
It's puzzling.
We'll get to that in 90 seconds.
I like puzzles.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.